You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. After being missing for 2 months, 17-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam has been found safe. Details are very sparse, but the Wisconsin Crime Alert Network canceled the Amber Alert for Franklin early Thursday morning. 40-year-old Gary Day, who is thought to be the father of Franklin's unborn child, has been taken into custody. Charges for abduction of a child and child enticement have been filed against Day in Dodge County Circuit Court. One of the biggest local races on the spring ballot in northeast Wisconsin this week took place in Winnebago County. Winnebago County Executive John Damel was unseated by challenger and former assemblyman for Wisconsin's 54th District, Gordon Hintz. With about 53% of the vote, Hintz repeated his strong showing in the February primary election. Hintz expressed gratitude for winning, but saw it as a continuation of the voters' voices throughout Winnebago County.
It was actually really good because not just in my race, but obviously the Crawford race, and we had a school referendum in Oshkosh passed, and people that I supported on the city council and school board won, so feel good across the board.
Damel has been county executive since 2021. The lineup for the Draft City Music Fest is set, and it will feature hip-hop, punk, indie, and country artists bringing music and fun to Lyke Park on April 23rd and 26th in downtown Green Bay. James Anderson, Deputy Director of Parks and Recreation for the city.
I think the really exciting, I feel like, about this event is we're combining like this really cool music fest with a lot of artists that maybe Green Bay hasn't seen, and a lot of music that is really exciting and fun, and we're combining it with a festival. Both of these nights are family friendly. Wednesday is very family friendly focused.
Artists such as De La Soul, Less Than Jake, Jeeza, and Luke Combs UK, a Luke Combs tribute, will perform. Most of the events at Draft City Music Fest are free, but VIP tickets are available. See our story at WGBW.fm for information and links. In the wake of severe winter weather, including the heavy ice and snow over the weekend that affected large portions of northern Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency this week. The winter weather caused widespread and significant damage, including power outages, tree, and structural damage. As of Thursday morning, about 3,000 WPS and WE Energy customers were still without power. Even more snow was dumped on parts of North Wisconsin on Wednesday. Monday was Trans Visibility Day. It was also the day when Democratic lawmakers introduced a series of bills aimed at protecting Wisconsin's transgender and non-binary residents. Joanne Krulatz has details.
LGBTQ Caucus Chair Senator Mark Spreitzer says it is more important than ever to stand in solidarity and use the powers of the legislative and executive branches to protect members of Wisconsin's transgender and non-binary community. A number of Republican-authored bills focusing on trans issues have moved through the Assembly and now head to the Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto any legislation he says would harm the state's LGBTQ community.
As consolidation continues, the Green Bay Area Public School District has listed the former sites of three elementary schools for sale. The former Keller, Frabel, and Weequiock sites are listed on LoopNet.com. for about $500,000 each. Other school properties are involved in a land swap with the city of Green Bay. At the first of several budget public hearings held throughout Wisconsin by the Legislative Joint Finance Committee, education was the primary topic of discussion. The first of the four hearings was held in Kaukauna yesterday. The hearings focus on the 2025-27 biennial budget. Newly re-elected State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley was there and spoke for increased support for schools. A student shot at Abundant Life Christian School who's been hospitalized for months is now again fighting for their life. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
This student has been at American Family Children's Hospital ever since the shooting on December 16th. Back in January, they were upgraded to good condition, but UW Health confirms to me they're now in critical condition again. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and teacher Aaron West were killed in the shooting. Six people were rushed to the hospital. Most were released within a week. Another was released after about 6 weeks in the hospital. So all the other survivors are currently recovering at home.
Whether you have a large commercial flock or a small gathering of backyard chickens, bird flu is still a problem. Melissa Kay reports.
Bird flu is still spreading. If you keep chickens or other fowl, you should take steps to defend your flock. Health officials recommend keeping your birds in fully enclosed areas. Wash or sanitize your hands before and after handling your birds or moving them between coops. Make sure the food, water, equipment, and other supplies are secure from wild birds or other animals. You should also limit contact with visitors. Don't let them touch your birds, and you should avoid visiting other flocks. Finally, watch for illness in your flock. If you have a sick bird, contact your vet before bringing them in.
A sixth grader from the Fox Valley is the top speller in the state. Over the weekend, Jacob Martinito of Classical Charter School in Appleton beat 53 other spellers from grades 4 through 8 to take the Badger State Spelling Bee at Madison College. He'll now head to the Scripps National Spelling Bee to be held in Washington, D.C. at the end of May. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers win a thriller.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Royals tied it 2-2. Bottom of the 11th, Milwaukee's Oliver Dunn. A base runner on third, Bryce Terang at the plate. Brian Anderson with the call on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And Terang does square, gets a bunt down. Here comes Dunn. He scores! A squeeze bunt walk-off for Bryce Terang. And the Brewers win 3-2 at 11.
Terang on finding a way to win.
It feels good. We were in that situation because of our pitching staff keeping us to a one-run game through the ninth and, you know, kept us in the game.
Manager Pat Murphy.
If you put a bunt like that down, there's nobody in the world that can defend anything about it.
The Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. The Bucks are in Philly tonight taking on the 76ers. A major setback for the Badgers women's volleyball team. 6'1" Grace Lopez suffering a season-ending torn ACL in her right knee. With sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stage moms or dads can be pretty annoying. One thing to be overbearing, but according to Macaulay Culkin, his dad Kit was abusive. The Home Alone star and brother of Oscar-winning Kieran Culkin sat down with Oliver and Kate Hudson on their sibling Rivalry podcast and said he's had a poor relationship with his father since childhood. Culkin says it made him realize, even at a young age, he would never be like that with his own kids. What a life he's had, and still only in his early 40s. Here's one of Pete's picks. I'm halfway through season 3 of Bosch Legacy, and the show is delivering big time. There's always a fear when you really like a show that you won't like the final season, but that is not the case. The show follows private investigator and former detective Harry Bosch, played by Titus Welliver, as he investigates LA-based wrongdoings and disappearances. The show has two talented cast members and nightlight guests in Scott Clase and Jamie McShane. The show is definitely worth a look, but maybe just start from season 1 of Bosch. Actor Val Kilmer passed away on Tuesday of complications from pneumonia. Kilmer was a Juilliard-trained actor and to this day is still the youngest person ever accepted into the prestigious school. Kilmer was an incredibly versatile actor who had well over 100 movie credits in his career that spanned several genres. Val took on roles like Doc Holliday in Tombstone, Jim Morrison in The Doors, and Batman. One of his most notable roles includes his first movie role as Nick Rivers in the hilarious Top Secret, which was written by three Wisconsin comedy legends, Jim Abrahams and Jerry and David Zucker. Kilmer also shined in such films as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, both Top Gun movies, and of course, Real Genius, in which he played Chris Knight, a brilliant college student who mentors a younger and even smarter genius. Kilmer contracted throat cancer in 2015, which more or less ended his career. There's a great documentary about the actor available on Prime Video called Val. Val Kilmer was 65 years old. Jeffrey Dean Morgan might be one of the most notorious and hated actors in TV history after playing Negan on The Walking Dead. According to the New York Post, he's just a big softy. Recently, Morgan recalled his role on Grey's Anatomy in season 2 while reconnecting with Katherine Heigl over Zoom. Morgan plays one of Heigl's patients who dies, and he says he can't watch the scene because it makes him cry. Morgan insists it's not because of his own acting and just a beautiful scene. Sure. The White Lotus is about to wrap up season 3 on Max. As usual, most fans of the show are trying to figure out who will be killed off in the finale reveal. This season has been the most controversial due in part to its use of incest, but it hasn't affected the ratings. Every episode of The White Lotus is typically, or in some cases, longer than an hour. Season 3 will wrap things up with an episode coming in at a whopping 90 minutes. Get the popcorn popping. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today. It is going to be windy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down this afternoon. Our high 47. Tonight, partly cloudy. 31 tomorrow. Sunshine in the morning. Clouds. Even a few showers by late afternoon with a high tomorrow of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.